Okay, sorry about that. My name is Christine So from House Church. Welcome to EMP. I'm going to read the opening prayer from the app. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I speak against the condemnation that comes from the world, the flesh, and the devil. Make me know who I am in Christ, justified by faith. Give me the boldness, like John the Baptist, to speak your truth in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're now going to watch a video that takes us through Mark 6, 14 to 29.
King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some said, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him. But others said, he is Elijah. And others said, he is a prophet like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For it was Herod who had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to put him to death. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his nobles and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. For when Herodias' daughter came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you. And he vowed to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you, up to half of my kingdom. And she went out and said to her mother, for what should I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. And she came in immediately with haste to the king and asked, saying, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And the king was exceedingly sorry, but because of his oaths and his guests, he did not want to break his word to her. And immediately the king sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard of it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb.
So I'm going to read the devotion from the app. According to the Gospel of Mark, the gain in Jesus' popularity gave rise to Herod's motive for killing John the Baptist. Every time I read this text, I feel disturbed because I can't imagine how the daughter of Herodias could submit to her mother's request for the head of the John the Baptist. John's accusation of the sinful act of Herod had cost him his life. The grudge of Herodias against John the Baptist for reproving her husband caused her to get rid of him in another's hand via Herod's facile promise. Would Jesus follow the faith of John the Baptist? There had been so much alike between them. How would Jesus perceive his future? Would he be afraid of the same consequence faced by John the Baptist? If Jesus were afraid, why? If not, then what is the reason behind his bravery? I'm going to read the passage of Romans chapter 5, verse 12 to 21. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given. But sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many die through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. Now, the law came in to increase the trespass, but when sin increased, grace abounded all the more. So that sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I wanted to share a testimony that is related to the passage I just read. Around a month ago, I met a new friend. She told me she is a Buddhist and she has a master's degree in Buddhism. I don't let the conversation stop there. I continue by asking her, I see. Actually, there are some similarities between Buddhism and Christianity. And she was interested in learning more. So I said, firstly, we both believe in sin. Sin exists. And we are living in a broken or the suffering world. And secondly, we also have moral laws. For example, like do not kill or do not steal. So we both believe there are problems out there. We agree with the problem part. But when it comes to the solution part, I know we are different. So I asked her, how do you go to heaven? And she answered, "We have to do good because that's karma. We decide the person what they will be reborn in the next life. It's just like reincarnation. It may take a person hundreds of thousands of lives to be reborn in order to escape the karma and then may go to heaven." Then I asked her, "So who decide karma? Who, let's say, who decide where I would be in the next life if I become a mosquito or something?" She honestly replied, she didn't know. But she did ask one of the masters about these questions. And the master replied, saying that it's just like dropping a tissue paper. It just falls, just like the law of gravity. Then I asked her, "Okay, do you feel satisfied with this answer?" She was honest. She said no. So then I told her, "I know who creates the law of gravity, and he also provides us a way out from karma." Of course, she wanted to learn more. As you can imagine, I shared the gospel with her. So I told her that God loves us and he is so compassionate towards us. And he knows that humans just cannot repay our sins. So he sent his only son, who is also the creator of the world, to die for us. If we believe in him, we will be saved. Then she asked me the next question. How can one man died for our sins of the whole world? So her question brought us to this passage, Romans 5. So I show her the text because it explained the origin of sin and also how one single act of righteousness can save the whole humanity. And also in the text, it mentions it is a free gift. You just need to receive. And also, there are two kinds of gifts mentioned here. One is grace, another one is righteousness. And these are new concepts to her. So we talk a lot about these topics and her personal life as well. And at the end of the conversation, I asked her, "Would you like to receive the free gift by the grace of God?" She said, yes. She gave her life to the Lord. Praise God. Yeah, I found this passage is very helpful in explaining the gospel. And when I read this passage again, there is one word that really caught my attention, that is the word bring. Paul used the word for a number of times in this passage. He said, death reigned, sin reigned, grace might reign, and righteousness will reign. When I look up the word reign in the dictionary in Greek, it means like exercise, kingly power, dominion, authority. It is a strong word for me. And we all know that human being cannot overcome the power, the rulership of death and sin. But the good news is, in verse 20, when sin abounded, grace abounded much more. We all know that Jesus has overcome the power of sin and death. And to me, grace is so powerful. It is like a divine enablement to strengthen us to walk to the newness of life that is perfect in Christ Jesus. So when Teddy is leading us worship, I pray that we give thanks to the Lord for his abounding grace, and also we yield to the Holy Spirit and submit to Jesus Christ's Lordship in our lives. Thank you. So I'm going to read the closing prayer from the app. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for the elderly in our city. Give us a love and respect for our seniors and a heart to reach out physically, socially, and economically. May we become even more of a caring community and one that places an equal value on all lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, we are now going to pray for our community. Let us pray for people who are battling with cancer and going through chemotherapy. We pray that the Lord will give them strength, grace, and break the spirit of death and divine healing. Next slide. Let's pray for those who are also fighting illness and their salvation. Let us lift them up. Next slide, please. Yes. Let's continue to pray for those who have infirmities. Let us pray for Jesus' mercy upon them and divine healing. Slide, please. Let's pray for those who are waiting for the Lord's opening doors. We pray for God's faithfulness and provision upon them. Next slide, please. So let's pray for mission. Pray for SP Beijing, SP Shanghai, zones and churches around the world. And let us lift up our board members. Pray that the spirit of wisdom and counsel upon them, and they will make sound decision and they seek the will of God. Let's pray for our ministries, young adult, men's ministry, and women's ministry. Praying for the leaders will also bring God's love and also impact on those who are being ministered. And lift up SP 2.0, praying the Lord will enlarge our territory, and then He will provide us in His miraculous way. pandemic. Let's pray for house churches who are meeting tonight. They will have the unity and also love with God. And lastly, pray for Hong Kong. Pray for God's hand is upon this city. Pray that revival and also the COVID-19 that will be gone soon. Yes, thank you for your prayers. I bless you with grace and peace be with you all.